I think it went pretty good. You know, learning the new offense was pretty good too. I picked it up pretty easy, so.
Nerves coming out right out of the gate, or?
Yeah, I was nervous for my first day. You know, I didn't know what to expect, but as the day went on, my nerves calmed down.
So is this a long day? I mean, you've been through a lot. Like, you getting tired at this point?
Nah, actually, I feel pretty good. I feel like we could have had another practice if he put it out there. But nah, my legs feel good. My body feels good. I'm ready for tomorrow.
Did you notice a big difference in today's practice from anything you've ever experienced in the SEC?
A lot of meetings. Definitely a lot more than college. The tempo is a lot faster. They don't. There's zero tolerance when you come here.
Has it hit you yet that you're an NFL player?
I was thinking about it last night, but not yet. I think when the whole team comes together, I think that'll hit me then.
What was it like putting on that jersey and helmet the first time coming out?
It was a dream come true, just because you know, I always wanted to be in the NFL, and this was my first NFL practice, so you know, I was really excited.
Your first, I guess, thought in your head was the first pass thrown at you. Don't drop the first pass.
I was just trying to make it to the drills from the beginning. I wasn't even worried about the passes because, you know, coach doesn't take no, he's zero tolerance too. So, you know, I was just trying to get everything down pat.
Did you catch that first one?
Yeah, I caught it.
What's the biggest adjustment going from college to pro, you think? Or at least, did you notice anything out here?
Just everything's faster, you know, zero tolerance again. You know, they want everything to be precise, and once you go hard every play.
You like the fact that you're still in Tennessee? Where did you think you'd land anywhere but Tennessee?
I would have never thought I would have been back again. You know, I was possibly thinking somewhere up north like Detroit or Buffalo, but you know, it was a big surprise to me and my family. And I'm real happy to be back. You know, it's a big fan base. I love the fans. They love me, and all of my friends are here basically.
Yeah, you figure that'll help the transition that you're not far away from. Play for so long.
I believe so, just for the fact that, you know, if I would have went somewhere else, it could have been real cold, been real hot. But since I played here for 3 years, you know, I'm adjusting to it real nice.
Friends in Knoxville asked you for tickets for the regular season yet?
Not yet, but they said they're definitely going to come up and see me.
Has there been any ribbing in the locker room between you and Chance or Xavier, any other SEC guys?
Yeah, you know, we had a couple teams that beat us in the SEC, so, you know, every chance I get, I go up to them and talk about it, talk about we should have won this and that.
Talked, you know, right out of the gate about wanting to, you know, add a little bulk to your frame. I mean, is that process already started, or are they going to be aggressive with that?
I believe so. I believe they're going to be very aggressive. I know they want to have me gaining 7 pounds by the time camp starts. So,
what are you right now? 190, 195?
195.
Yeah, they want you up a little bit north of 200?
Yeah, yes, sir.
In terms of eating and drinking, what do you have to
do? Just eating right, maintaining my weight, and lifting heavy.
Wendy's, Taco Bell,
late night? No. Just healthy food, you know, no fast foods anymore, no greasy foods, just everything that's going to help my body recover.
Do you